Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey?
Ladies and gentlemen.
What?
It's not possible.
Presenting the renowned actor of this or any other age.
Shakespeare?
Mr. R.E. Blackard.
Alas, poor your itch.
Hello. Welcome to the Harlequin Dinner Theatre. Have you been waiting long?
No, I just got here.
Oh, good. What can I do for you?
My name is Lucy Schultz, and I'm a cub reporter for the Odyssey Times.
Ah, a newspaper woman.
Dale Jacobs, my editor, wanted me to come out and talk to Mr. Flynn since he was selling the dinner theatre.
Mr. Flynn?
Yes, sir.
You mean Mr. Flynn, who sold the dinner theatre and moved to Florida yesterday?
Yeah, that... Oh, he already left?
Yes. I'm terribly sorry. I'm Shakespeare, by the way. Very nice to meet you.
Shakespeare?
Perhaps you'd like to talk to the new owner. I'm sure he'd love to introduce himself to Odyssey through the pages of your fine newspaper. He would give you the scoop, as they say.
Sure. Who is the new owner?
One thing at a time. Someone from the press to meet you, sir.
Oh, excellent. Well, introduce me, Shakespeare.
Miss Lucy Schultz. It's my pleasure to introduce you to the new owner of the Harlequin Dinner Theatre, star of stage and screen, Mr. R.E. Blackard.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Blackard?
Yes, my dear. It's so very good to meet a member of the press. A tad young, perhaps. However, we won't quibble over minor details.
Blackard, I don't believe it.
Oh, come now, child, don't swoon.
No.
You're a professional.
I don't believe it. No. No!
Strange child.
Connie!
Lucy! What's wrong? You look like you've just seen a...
Where's Mr. Whittaker? I have to talk to him right away.
Good grief, Lucy. He's back in the little theater helping Jack rehearse.
I have to...
Okay, wait, will you? Here he comes now. Take a deep breath and just try to relax.
Connie, have you seen the... Lucy?
Mr. Whittaker, he's back again.
Who's back?
He bought the Harlequin Dinner Theater from Mr. Flynn.
Who, Lucy? Who are you talking about?
Dr. Blackard.
What?
It's not possible.
Honest. He came at the office and wanted to shake my hand.
Blackard wouldn't dare come back to Odyssey after all he did.
Are you sure it was him?
Yes, I saw him.
Well, what do you know about that?
I'll tell you what I know. I'm going to call the police.
Oh, hold on, Connie.
Why? What's wrong?
Well, you'll call the police and tell them what?
That Blackard is back in town and should be arrested.
For what?
For what? For burning down Tom's barn, for sabotaging the imagination station, for everything. Don't you remember what he did here and in Chicago?
I remember, but there's something you're forgetting.
What do you mean?
We don't have any concrete proof of the things Blackard did. Why, he's always been very shrewd about covering his tracks.
Sneaky, you mean?
Well, whatever.
So what, we're not supposed to do anything about this? We have to do something to stop him.
Like what? Get a mob together? Go out to the Harlequin Dinner Theater and demand an explanation?
Well, yeah.
Oh, I don't think so.
Then what are we going to do?
Well, I know it's not what you want to hear, but I think we're going to have to wait and see what Blackard does first.
What? You mean just sit around and wait?
Yes, Connie. Patiently. Ah, there you go. Thanks for stopping in.
See you around, Whit.
Hi, Jack. How's the rehearsal going?
It's not. That's how it's going.
Something wrong?
It's no good, Mr. Whittaker. I've been trying all day. Those kids are terrible.
Well, everybody has to start somewhere, Jack. That's what the little theater's for. You knew that when you said you'd direct the play.
I know, but nobody will take the time to memorize their lines, and they won't go where they're supposed to on stage, and they're amateurs.
Why, of course they are. That's why I wrote a simple play for them to try out. You know, I thought you'd be a good director for them, especially after the wonderful job you did with the Parks and Recreation Theater this summer.
That was nothing compared to this.
All right, so it's a new challenge for you. But I believe you can handle it. Just help them do their best, okay?
It's just that sometimes I'd like to do some real theater. You know, get involved in a real production.
Oh, you will. And the little theater's a good place to start.
Ladies and gentlemen, direct to you from the Royal Haymarket Theatre in London, Sydney, and Oshkosh, presenting the renowned actor of this or any other age, Mr. R. E. Blackard!
What in the world?
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Please, please keep your seats. I'll be happy to sign autographs later.
As I live and breathe.
What's wrong, Mr. Whittaker?
Ah, from your look and stature, I'd say you're the proprietor of this place.
I'm John Avery Whittaker, and this is Whit's End. Yes. Don't you recognize it?
No, but I'm honored to grace it with my presence. So very glad to meet you, Mr. Whittaker. And you are...
Jack Davis.
A pleasure, Jack. This is my companion, Shakespeare.
Shakespeare?
Shakespeare, the posters, if you please.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Whittaker, I have here a poster which I would like to display in a prominent place.
What sort of poster?
A poster of yours truly, striking a rather dramatic pose to advertise the auditions I will be having at the Harlequin Dinner Theatre tomorrow afternoon, followed by a free performance at the gazebo in the park. It's a photo from my own production of Hamlet. Alas, poor Yorick! I knew him, Horatio.
Auditions?
Yes. I intend to produce several new shows and hope to mine the depths of Odyssey for whatever talent may be encrusted in these dormant walls.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. A young man of artistry and taste, no doubt.
Oh, yeah. What time are the auditions? I'll come.
2 o'clock sharp. Now, Mr. Whittaker.
I'm sorry, Mr. Blackard, but I don't allow advertisements to be hung in my shop. However, there is a bulletin board in the...
The kids are complaining that the trains... Blackard!
Connie, let me introduce you to...
Blackard, you have a lot of nerve!
I beg your pardon?
Connie!
What is the big idea of coming back to Odyssey? Didn't you do enough damage? Did you think maybe you could ruin a few more lives?
Connie.
Is that the
Madam,
thing?
I
so
believe you have
kind
me confused.
What scheme are you plotting now, huh? You don't really think anybody believes this dinner theater scam, do you?
I do.
I'm sure if you'll let me explain...
And to have the nerve to come right here to Wits End... Boy, you have a lot of...
Nerve.
Don't help her, Shakespeare. Young woman, if you would please...
I think you ought to just turn around and march right back to whatever rock you crawled out from under.
Connie.
Well, if you kind, friendly folks will excuse me, I'll be on my way. Shakespeare, the door.
Yes, sir.
Wait a minute. Why don't you come into my office and we'll...
No, thank you, Mr. Whittaker. I'm leaving now. Good day to you. And to you, young man. And even to you, good lady. Shakespeare, the door.
It's still here, sir.
Connie, there are a number of correct and civil ways to handle a situation like this, and that was not one of them.
Hi, Mr. Jacobs. You wanted to see me?
Uh-huh. Come on in and sit down.
Thanks.
I was looking over your article about the new dinner theater, and, well, frankly, it's incomplete, Lucy. You talk about Flynn retiring and the Harlequin being bought, but you don't have much to say about the new owner.
You know why.
Blackard, yes. And I understand why you ran out before you could talk to him. But I can't print this article without something about his plans for the place.
But I don't think I can go back.
I understand. I'll go talk to him myself.
I'd be scared to death to talk to him face to face again.
I understand, really.
But on the other hand, I am supposed to be a professional reporter. I shouldn't let my feelings get in the way of the story.
Lucy, I understand, and I don't want you to worry about it.
And maybe it'll be good to talk to him. Maybe it'll help put everything behind me. I can face him and show him that he can't scare me anymore.
Lucy, honest, I understand how you feel.
Yeah, I'll show him. I'll talk to him objectively, like a good reporter should, and get the rest of that story for you.
Lucy, I understand, and none of this is necessary. I'll do it myself.
No, Mr. Jacobs, I insist. I'll face him and get the job done for you. I need to do it. Give me a couple hours, and I'll be back with the finished story.
Lucy, I... No, really, I understand completely.
Shakespeare, take my coat and fix me a lemonade. Quickly.
Yes, sir.
Oh, what a day. First, there was the incident with that girl at Wits End. I've never been so humiliated in my life.
There was that time in New Jersey, sir.
And then the rest of the good people of Odyssey slammed doors in my face, ignored me. And that one man, the farmer...
Tom Riley.
Yes, tore my poster up right in front of my very eyes. Outrageous.
Your lemonade.
Oh, thank you, Shakespeare. Thank you. Ah, what am I going to do? How long will I be plagued by these incidents?
That's showbiz, sir.
It's not showbiz, Shakespeare. It's something worse, something foul. Something that has hounded my footsteps on every inch they have fallen.
Sir?
Do I have to say it? Dare I speak the unspeakable?
Well, if you don't speak the unspeakable, sir, then I won't know what you're not speaking in regards to.
You know, Shakespeare. What else could it be?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Blaggard, there's a reporter here to see you. A young woman named Lucy Schultz.
The one who screamed and ran away?
I beg your pardon?
No! Send her away! I have too much on my mind. I'm not interested in talking to some child reporter who screams and...
With all due respect, sir, this could be a wonderful opportunity.
Hold on, Miss Minion. For what?
Now would be the perfect chance to set the record straight, in print. About the unspeakable.
Yes, of course. Of course I'll see Miss Schultz. Send her right in. You do have your moments, Shakespeare. They're decades apart, but you do have your moments.
Lucy Schultz, sir.
Come in, come in, come in, Miss Schultz. Do sit down. Here, have my lemonade.
I'll fix her a fresh glass, sir.
Hmm? Oh, yes, of course. What was I thinking? Please make yourself at home, Miss Schultz.
You might as well call me Lucy like you used to.
Now, about that...
Look, Dr. Blackard, I'm here as a reporter for the Odyssey Times to get your plans for the Harlequin Dinner Theater, and that's all, okay? The past has nothing to do with my ability to be objective.
I'm glad you brought up the past, Lucy, because...
Your lemonade, ma'am.
Oh, thanks.
Is there something wrong with it?
It's not drugged or anything, is it?
Ma'am, I would never...
Oh, that's all right, Shakespeare. Obviously, Ms. Schultz... Lucy... is operating under a misconception about us.
Oh, really?
Yes. I believe you have me confused with someone else.
Like who?
You called me Dr. Blaggard a moment ago. Well, I'm not a doctor.
Why? Did they make you give the title back?
No, my dear.
Okay, Mr. Blaggard, then.
Yes, Mr. R.E. Blaggard.
R.E. I know Regis.
No, not Regis. Ronald. Ronald Edwin Blaggard. I prefer to be called Edwin, inasmuch as I don't like to be confused with a certain clown with that first name.
Ronald? Your first name is Ronald?
Yes, but do call me Edwin.
I don't understand.
Obviously not. You see, Lucy, I believe you have me confused with Dr. Regis Blaggard, my twin brother.
What?
Brothers?
That's what he said. He's Ronald Edwin Blackard, and Dr. Regis Blackard is, Regis Blackard.
Well, what do you know about that?
See, I knew he was a nice guy.
I don't believe it. It's him. It's Dr. Blackard.
I don't know, Connie. Some people do have twins, and that would certainly explain why he didn't seem to recognize us.
I still don't believe it. It's a trick.
He showed me some pictures. One where he was shaking hands with the Queen of England. Though it looked like he pasted her in.
There.
I suppose it'd be easy enough to check if Dr. Blackard was one of two.
I still wouldn't believe it. believe it. It would be just like Dr. Blackguard to sneak back into town pretending to be his own brother. What a great disguise.
What else did he say, Lucy?
Only that he feels terrible about anything his brother may have done, and he hopes to make it up to the people of Odyssey by providing them with the finest theater this side of the city line.
All right!
And to start, he's going to have those auditions tomorrow afternoon, then give a free performance on the gazebo in the park.
Well, that's something, at least.
If you want to fall for his trick.
Connie.
I'm just being honest, Whit. Nobody that I know in town is going to go for his audition or his performance.
I will.
Nobody except Jack. Why should we trust him? Even Tom Riley said that
Well, Connie, I understand how everyone feels, but the man says he's not Dr. Blackguard, and, well, I'm willing to believe him until he proves otherwise. Everybody needs a chance, you know.
Well, even if he is Dr. Blackguard's twin brother, he's still not...
Wait a minute, Connie, wait a minute. If you're about to say that we shouldn't trust him because he's Dr. Blackguard's brother, then we're about to have a serious argument. We have to take people on their own merits and actions. You know that.
All I'm saying is that no one, except Jack, wants to be involved with this guy, whoever he may be. And I'll be surprised if anybody shows up for his performance tomorrow.
How does my costume look, Shakespeare?
Excellent, sir. If Hamlet were alive today, he'd die at the sight of you.
Oh, thank you. And may I commend you for this makeshift stage you've concocted on this horrid little gazebo?
You may.
Consider yourself commended. Well, has anyone shown up yet?
No, sir. Not at all. Except for a group of children playing basketball across the field.
I would have thought the article in the paper this morning would generate a response.
Perhaps this is the response.
But what about Jack? He promised at the audition to come here right after he finished at his pizza delivery job.
If his car is the one with the giant pizza on top, then he's just arrived, sir.
Oh, good. Of all those who auditioned, he showed the most potential.
He was the only one who auditioned, sir.
Exactly.
Sorry I'm late.
Quite all right, my boy. We have just a few minutes to... What? Where's your costume?
I didn't have time to go home and change.
So, we're doing a scene from Hamlet with me dressed in Elizabethan garb and you dressed in a Mr. Happy's pizza costume?
I could take off the hat.
Oh, please don't bother. Shakespeare!
My favorite playwright.
Wrong one. Shakespeare!
Yes, sir?
The time.
4 o'clock, sir.
Oh, then we must begin. I won't tolerate late starts.
But there's no one out there except Mr. Whittaker. Hi, Mr. Whittaker.
Hello, Jack.
Obviously, the people of Odyssey aren't interested in my efforts to bring true theater to this town.
I believe it's more a matter of trust, sir.
I know. Still...
Should we forget about it, Mr. Blackguard? I mean, it's only Mr. Whittaker.
Absolutely not, Jack. The first rule of the theater is the show must go on. Pull the curtain, Shakespeare.
Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting the world-renowned...
Get on with it, Shakespeare.
R.E. Blackguard.
Thank you. The Harlequin Dinner Theatre is pleased to present a selection of classical works of the theatre for your afternoon's entertainment. I am your humble and most obedient servant, Edwin Blackguard.
Okay, Connie. See you tomorrow.
Whit?
Hmm?
You're not mad at me for not going to Blackguard's performance this afternoon, are you?
No, I'm not mad. Especially since I'd have to be mad at the whole town, too. I'm a little disappointed, though.
Good. Just so you're not mad.
It was a good performance.
Yeah, I'll bet. I'll see you tomorrow.
Uh-huh. I guess I'll finish those kitchen floors. What? Hang on a minute. I'm sorry, but we're close. Oh, hello.
Mr. Whittaker.
Oh, I'm surprised to see you, Mr. Blackguard.
Oh, do call me Edwin.
Edwin. Oh, and please call me Whit.
I know it's late, but I wanted to stop by and thank you for your show of support today.
Oh, it was my pleasure. I just wish more people had turned up.
As do I. However, we can't undo what's been done. Or what others have done. May I impose upon your time for a moment? I need your help.
Well, come on in.
Oh, you're kind.
Look, Edwin, I want you to know that I believe you're who you say you are.
Thank you, Whit. Which brings me to the purpose of my visit.
Yes?
What in the world am I going to do about the rest of the townspeople? I bought the dinner theater without knowing my brother was ever here. And if I can't get anyone to come to our productions, I'll be broke within 2 months.
Well, I've been thinking about that.
And?
And I don't have an answer for you.
Ah.
You see, the people of Odyssey are generally good-natured, but your brother caused some very serious trouble here. Naturally, because you're his twin, people aren't inclined to trust you.
But it's not my fault. Am I doomed because of my brother's misdeeds? Oh, it's difficult enough to rise above my own failings without having to suffer for his as well.
Well, I'm merely explaining how it is for the people of Odyssey, Edwin. You have to understand their feelings.
Yes, yes, of course. So where does that leave me?
With a difficult task ahead of you. A task that'll take time and perseverance on your part. There aren't any shortcuts to establishing trust. But I'll do everything I can to help you.
For that, you have my undying gratitude. I'll bother you no more. Shakespeare, the car!
Yes, sir.
Oh, one more thing, Edwin.
Yes?
May I shake your hand?
Shake my... Why, of course. But why?
Because I've always longed to shake the hand of a blackguard. In friendship.
Yes. In friendship.
Good morning, Connie.
Hey, you're here early. I thought I was going to open the shop today.
Well, I wanted to be here when you came in.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I found something in my mail last night when I got home. Thought you and a lot of other folks might want to see it.
Yeah?
Maybe it'll prove to you that Edwin Blackard isn't really Dr. Regis Blackard.
What'd you do, call one of your buddies in Chicago?
Nope. I just happened to get the latest issue of the International Computer Newspaper.
Sounds fascinating.
It is, if you read it from cover to cover. Page 7, for instance. You'll notice the photo.
Hey, that's...
Uh-huh. Dr. Regis Blackard, renowned computer consultant, announced in Vienna yesterday the formation of a new European strategy group to discuss the consolidation of computer language.
Oh.
Dr. Blackard can do a lot of things, but I don't think he can be in 2 separate countries at the same time.
No, I guess not.
I don't usually hang posters around here, but I think I'll make an exception for this and hang it in the front window. What do you think?
I think I'll get you some tape.
Thank you.
Only time will tell what we should think of Mr. Edwin Blackard. But we should listen to Whit's advice and always consider the merits and actions of the person and not prejudge him or her because of family or background or culture. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.